ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at an interesting question. And a lot of people ask this question. That question is this, that, you know, as Muslims, we, all of us, in one way or another, we know, hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, you know, but not a lot of us know Arabic, not a lot of us, even know Persian or any Islamic language. A lot of us, you know, were born in Western countries or other countries, and our primary language is not Arabic or Persian or any other Islamic languages. So we're not acquainted with, you know, the actual wording of these hadiths. But sometimes we like to recite the hadiths for others, you know, for parents. We like to, you know, remind our kids, to do good, and we reference the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to reinforce, the thing we're telling our children. So people sometimes ask, I might not know the actual wording of the hadith, and when I recite the hadith to another person, I might change it somehow. Is this something permissible, or no? Is it necessary when I transmit a hadith to another person? Is it necessary for me to recite it precisely as it was actually, mentioned by the Imam or the Prophet, alayhi wasalam? The answer to this question is yes, it is permissible, with the condition that the actual purport and the meaning and the gist of the hadith is not changed. Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of a hadith. It's been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that it does not matter if you change the order of the words of a tradition. قَدَّمْتَ فِيهِ أَوْ أَخَّرْتَ, the Prophet said. Is this okay if you mention something that came at the end of the hadith at the beginning or vice versa? It's no problem. As long as you render its meaning exactly, إِذَا أَصَبْتَ مَعْنَاهُ, as long as you convey the meaning that in the intention of the hadith and the meaning mentioned in the hadith is conveyed to the person you're relating it to, it's okay. There's no problem in it if the actual wording of the hadith is rearranged or there's some change that occurs in it. Of course, again, this is this implies that we have to have a knowledge of the meaning of the hadith, and that requires a certain know-how. Right? It's not something that any and every person can attain and acquire. In another hadith, Muhammad ibn Muslim narrates, I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, I hear a tradition from you, and then I add to it or subtract from it. He said, if you do this intending its meanings, then it doesn't matter. Again, the same issue is echoed. In this hadith, the Imam says that as long as the meaning is conveyed and the purpose of the hadith is preserved, then it's okay. As long if you change the actual wording of the hadith, then there's no problem in it. But actually, understanding the meanings of the hadith, the implications of the hadith, the corollaries of what is mentioned in the hadith, this requires a certain certain expertise. It's not something that anybody can do. That's why we ask our esteemed listeners to kind of refrain from acting upon this. This is something for the scholars. They understand that, you know, this hadith, this is its meaning, these are its corollaries. As long as these corollaries, these concomitants are preserved when in the tradition is transmitted, there's no problem in it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the permissibility of transmitting a hadith if its wording is changed. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.